In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Our Father, Reverend Yemi Grisman Adilobi, who is not with us this morning for a ministerial assignment, and very soon you will see His face. Hallelujah. And to all our internet viewers, you are most welcome. The same grace that flows from here will reach you wherever you are, in the precious name of Jesus. Can you help me say a bigger amen? We want to look at the word of God this morning, and this is the first Sunday in the sixth month. And for those of us who have the calendar, you already know the theme for the month: labor to rest. From labor to rest. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and read verses number 9 to verse number 11. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 9 to verse number 11. The word of God says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." There is a rest for you in God. "For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." Verse number 11, which is the anchor scripture for the month. "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us therefore labor," because there is a rest for us. There is a rest for the children of God. There is a rest for us in the physical. There is a rest for us in the spiritual. And the Bible is admonishing us that for us to enter that rest, we should do what? Labor for it. And so this morning, I'll be ministering on what I've entitled "Requirements for Rest." Requirements for rest. Rest is a weapon given to us by God. And so the enemy hates it because he wants you to be stressed and occupied. When a man is occupied by stress, when you are occupied by stress, the enemy is always having an upper hand upon such a life. And so the devil does not want us to have peace of mind, because he understands that once he can interrupt our peace, he will defeat us. There is power in peace of mind. That is why even in marriages, if you lose your peace in marriage, you have lost everything. Nothing works again where there is no peace in the home. And so the enemy is looking out for our peace to interrupt it. The enemy is trying to ensure that we don't find rest from our labor. Because he understands that rest is a powerful weapon given to us by God. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 15. Isaiah 30, 15. The scripture says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you will not." There is strength. There is confidence. In my rest, a man that has peace of mind is a strong man. A man that has peace of mind will be able to do things. You remember David? The Lord made us to understand that David could not build a house for the Lord. Why? He did not have peace of mind. There was no rest for him. He is always fighting wars, no time to rest from one battle to another battle. But he says, Solomon came to the sea and had rest. All the wars that he's supposed to fight, his father fought them. So there were no wars for him to fight. So when he came on the throne, he had no wars to fight. So he had peace of mind, he had rest. And so he was able to build a house for the Lord, which his father David could not build. So that's why my father rather let me grace my ability will say, never allow anything to tamper with your peace. Never allow anything to tamper with your joy. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. Never allow the situation of this country to tamper with your peace. Never. Because you need this peace of mind, you need this rest to be able to move forward in life. So rest is peace in your storm. I still have joy in the midst of chaos. I still have peace, the peace that makes no sense. People are complaining, my peace is intact. And it doesn't make sense to other people. It makes sense to me because I know the kind of peace I have. My peace is in God. So rest is peace in the storm. Rest is peace of mind after labor. You have peace of mind after labor. Let us therefore labor into that rest. Let's look at some of the requirements for rest. Requirement number one. If you must find rest, you must labor. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. You must do what? You must labor, you must work. You must work. Let us labor therefore. You must work. The Greek word for labor is swadazo, which means put in effort. Put in effort. It means diligence. Diligence in what you do. You must be diligent in your work. You must labor because there is a place for labor and there is a place for rest. So you must work. Rest follows a deliberate input of your effort, of your labor. Deliberate. You must be deliberate about it. Don't tell me you don't have a job, you don't have a work. Don't tell me there is nothing to do. There is something you can do. There is something you should do. There is a work you can do. There are businesses you can do. Don't tell me you don't know what to do. There is something that you know how to do, no matter how small. The end result of labor should be rest. So what are you doing now? Or how are you doing your work? How are you doing your business? The way you are handling your business, the way you are handling your work, your job, will it give you rest? I'll ask the question. Will it give you rest now? Will it give you rest now?
when you retire, will what you have done for 35 years of meritorious service will it give you rest? There is a life speaking for everyone. There is a what? There is a night season for everyone. So pay the price now so that you can play later. God's father, Reverend Yemi Gressman, has always told us, go through the pressure now so that you can experience pleasure later. So pay the price. Walk the walk, walk hard now, so that you can rest later. There will be a time when men will cease from their work. Your night season will soon come. Your night season when you will cease from work will soon come. John chapter 9, verse number 4. John chapter 9, verse 4. He said, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is still day. The night cometh when no man can walk. Jesus says, we must walk the walk of him who sent me. And be busy with his business. Sir, ma, brothers, sisters, be busy with your business. Be diligent in what you do. Because the next season is coming. Now, whatever you are doing now, we need to go rest when your own next season comes. I've said this before about a man that walked into my office. And then we got talking. Eventually, I was into insurance. And they spoke with me, and I started doing insurance with him. And then, unfortunately for him, he was sacked. He was sacked for some reasons. And this young man, or old man, or young man, should be around, as at that time, he should be around 55. So he came to my office one day and he said, sir, he said, I have been sacked from my office. Oh, wow. I said, what are you going to do now? He said, I want to go into dry cleaning business. And I need you to help me. I said, how? I just need you to help me. I want to do a table and then buy pressing iron. So, no problem. So, I was able to assist. And then the young man working the other time, and this time around came and said, please, I am broke. I am that. And then one day I called him and I sat him down. He said, sir, we do respect at your age. Your work should pay for you. What you have sold, what you have planted, should be paying you now. And I said to him, I said, at your age, your children should be paying you at your age. And he looked down and he said, my children. He said, the son that I have works in an oil company in Port Harcourt. I say oil company. And you are looking for somebody that will help you with a table and a pressing iron. I said, there's something must be wrong. What happened? He said, the son doesn't want to see me. He will call as soon as he hears his voice, he will bang the phone. So what happened? He would travel to Port Harcourt to beg the son to help him establish. As soon as the son saw him through the window, the son did not come and told the wife, you must not allow my father to come in. So why? Give me your son's phone number, let me call. Right there in the office. I put a call through to the son. Hello? Yes? Are you Mr. So-so? Yes. I am so-so-so. I'm calling your brother. Immediately he had my father. Did you tell me this? I won't hear anything about it. This October, I don't know. I said, he said, the only reason why we listen to you is because you said you are a pastor.
I said, I thank you. If the word pastor will give us,
what happened? He said, my father suffered me while I was growing up. I said, how? He had the opportunity to send me to school. He refused to send me to school. He said, I struggled. Eventually, he became a plumber. And he said that it was through this plumber that I was able to get a job in the oil company in Port Harcourt. He said, now my father knows that he has a son. He said, but what pains him the most when he wanted to get married? He called his father. The parents of this wife to be wants to see you. So the father said, I am not coming. He said, he begged his father. His father said, I am not coming. Young man cried. He said, I went to hire a father. He said, sir, in your own judgment, should I assist him? In your own judgment, should he assist? I had one sharp no from here. So if we look at the church mind, which was his daddy, that's church mind daddy, the brother might not have a church mind. He couldn't enter into his rest because he did not give up over his child. Up to now, the boy has refused to assist his father. I don't know where the man is again. He doesn't come to my office anymore. So the question is, will you be resting in your night season or be working? Fathers, with due respect, take care of your children. They will seek for you at the gates when it is your night season. Pay the price to bring them up, because you will need them at your night season. Train your child in the proper way, because you will need them at your night season, sir. I see fathers, I will say, go and meet your mother. They are meeting their mothers now. Your night season is coming. They might not remember you. But I'm telling you the truth. Mothers who have the opportunity to assist your husband, and you are not doing it. The night season is coming. This one also a true life story. A woman I know very well, very brilliant, but she had NC. And then she wanted to further. The husband said, Nagi, you are not going to further anything. And you want to be better than me academically, are you? The woman begged and begged. People came, begged. The man said, no way. The man had a good job. I said, no way. This level, that's where you will go and see. And the opportunity came for the woman again. Because even with her qualifications, woman is brilliant. She was to be a personal assistant to a minister. And because the wife of the minister is a very good friend to this woman, the husband refused her. I'm telling you the truth. The husband said, no way. Okay, you want to have money more than me, I'll be careful. Listen to me, you can never go above the corporation you give to your spouse, whether the man or the woman. Pleaded and pleaded, the man, no way. Now, the man has lost his job. The man is retired or lost his job, whatever. So things are tough. Should the woman assist the man? No, no. Okay, let me cut this angle. This is that this angle has touched mine. The touched my people, she was the woman as is. I even touched myself, no. The truth is that the woman is doing her own, the man is doing his own. The woman cooks her own, the man cooks his own. Whether the man is hungry or not, he does not consign. If that woman had been a personal assistant to this minister, would you not change the life of the man? Labor, husbands, labor over your wife. Bring them to a particular standard in life so that when you are old, you will compliment yourselves. I got to say sometimes, what I saw that the majority of people that help to bring somebody to the hospital, I see the women carrying their husband. You know, women are stronger. Men get stronger than women do. I'm telling you, men, no matter how young you are, you get stronger at a level. Men, women are strong. Men, you get older than women. So just know that one. Just know, you know, the kind of work you are working, the stress you go through, it makes you get. Let me not say because I'm a man. So most of the time, it is the women that assist their husbands. But the husbands cannot work very well. They cannot see very well. They cannot receive very well. They cannot cook for themselves. They are not sitting. It takes a woman who enjoyed herself through the husband. It takes that woman to assist the husband in his life sitting. Church, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? He said, not just neighbor. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Ephesians 4, 9 to 12. He said, two are better than one. Because what? They have. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Is it correct scripture is giving me? Or I didn't quote the correct scripture. Ephesians chapter 4. Let me check it. It's me that you're not putting very well. Two words are better than one. Is it Ephesians? Ephesians 4, 4. Huh? Thank you, Gary. You know when you are preparing message and you are not sleeping? That's why. Exodus chapter 4, verse 9. You know, these days, if I'm preparing message and I feel like it, I'll just go and sleep. I'm telling you. You students, you will understand. When you are reading, and you are feeling sleepy, and you are writing, you know when you sleep and you finish writing, when you look at what you have written, it's Arabic. Has it happened to you before? You are reading, I want to read, and you are just drawing, and you are drawing, and when you wake up, it's not that you have written nonsense. So I've decided that if I'm studying, and I begin, and sleep is disturbing me, I'll just drop out the Holy Spirit. I want to go and sleep. I'll go and sleep. So that's why I wrote Ephesians instead of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 9. He said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse number 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone, to him that refuses to labor over his house, over his house, to him that refuses to labor. He said, woe is that man, for he had not another help, another to help him up. Verse number 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? There are families that are having heat because there's wahala in the home. So one is sleeping in the bedroom, one is sleeping in the sitting room. One, there is heat. There's no way to warm. You understand what I'm talking about? Verse number 12. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. When there is peace in your home, you have the Holy Spirit joining you in your matter. That's a threefold cord. But when there is no peace in your home, the Spirit of God is moves, he steps aside. He steps aside. God is particular about unity. I don't know why I'm going to marry now. Let me come back. So it is easier for two people to help each other to solve a problem than it is for one person to solve a problem alone. Labor over your business. Sir, ma'am. Labor over your business. Kings will pay for your services. Your nice season is coming. Proverbs 22, verse 29. Proverbs 29. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. So when you labor over your business, you are faithful in your business. Kings will send for you. Father, you enter your rest. When I just started my own business, it was a small kiosk. Pastor Martin's hardware is this small word. Because it was one that, let me clap for this young man. We have been coming from a long way. So that's how we cannot find. Even if we find we will resolve. From a long way, we gave back to 3 girls, we gave back to 3 boys. Our office is almost beside each other. We are doing the same business. We started together in Abaje. As well, we got our flats. In fact, it was instrumental in getting my flats. We started together in Abaje. The year we attend the same church. All my 3 children, he was there for the naming. All his 3 children, I was there for the naming. If my wife wants to deliver, he's the one that I will call. He has one faithful car, Jetta, white color. Jetta. White color. So, he has built his house, I have built my house. In fact, he was one that was instrumental in building my house. So, he sees that we cannot fight. Now, he's living in the local area, I'm also living in the local area. Our street is opposite. Let me clap for him again. So, when I want to start my own business, it was what that made me to leave my he was on my neck. You must live here. You have been working for how many years now with this woman? You won't die here. You must. I don't want to hear we die here. You must live here. You must live here. He was on my neck, and eventually I said, okay. So, I got the money, got a small office. In fact, the office, the same building, his office was up, my office was down. That was how we started. Talking about diligence. And when I left that office, I told you before, my salary was 3,250 naira, and my organ increased my salary every year with 500 naira. You see that it's been a long time we've been having joy in chaos. We've been having peace that does not make any sense. When you collect salary before you go home, the salary is finished. I have a wife with a kid, and I would have bought rice on credit, beans on credit, you know, on credit. So when they pay me $3,250, I'm excited that money came to my hands. I'll be crying when I'm going home because the money will not follow me home. Yeah, Lewa is waiting for me to come and pay. Yeah, only rice is waiting for me to come and pay. So I pay. But I was diligent in my business. And when I left, a man came. At the office, I couldn't because there was no table, there was no chair. I just paid for the office. A man came and he said, he came to my former office. And he said he wanted to buy a property. And he said, he wants, where's that young man? A man. I have been here before. I know what he did for me in getting my property rent. He's in my one. They said, yeah. They said, please tell me where he is. So they told him. And then he came to look for me. He was then the manager of is it MTEL? NITEL. There was this one that after NITEL collapsed, I think it's MTEL or MTEL, yes. He was the manager of MTEL and he came to look for me, big man. And then he said, he has been looking for me. And he said he wanted to buy property and it is me that must have that property for him. Diligent in business. And I got the property for him. My first reward. And the man gave me my 10%. If I was inside the car, I just dip inside his pocket, brought out the bundles, and I was like, I've not seen this kind of bundle before. And he brought it out and he looked at it, he bowed, and he just gave it to me. And then brought out, he doesn't have money when he's giving. He brought out and again, he said, take. I will never forget. That was the first money that came into my hands when I started my business. Diligent profits. Diligent profits. I was diligent in what I did. Are you diligent in your business? If you are not diligent, you will block your way of rest. I'm telling you the truth. Because if somebody hears that they want to give you a job, they will stop the person from giving you that job because you messed up with another person. Are you diligent in your business? If they give you a job to do, will you deliver as at when you have promised that you will deliver? No point in your rest. Currently doing a project, I told you, somebody just called me and said, somebody gave him my number and blah, 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 this, that, that, that. Can you do the job? If I was not diligent, if I had been messing up with my business, they would recommend me. So in this life, somebody will know somebody that knows somebody that will connect you. That is life. Whoever you are, whatever you have become today, somebody was instrumental. Even if you went for an interview, it was somebody that interviewed you. If that person said you cannot be employed, that is the end. So somebody was not somebody. So labor over what you want to enter rest, labor over what you do. Be efficient in what you do, sir. Be good in what you do. Go the extra mile to be better in what you do. If you say Monday, let your Monday be Monday. I have somebody now. I get a job since November to do for me. And I paid him 70% of the money. November, December, January, February, March, April, May. He has not delivered. Now, in that same, what is annoying that in that same November, I introduced somebody to him. And the person needed that thing during the Christmas period. Two, we delivered one. he has not delivered the second one. Now, what he's saying is that the person went to him, that since you cannot deliver, give me the product. Let me take it. The product they cannot find. You know what did that be? You know, the person should drop his account number. That the amount of money we gave him for the product, he will send it to the person's account. Now, listen to me. We gave him money in November. Is this the same price? So, church mind, should we collect the same price or we should collect the current price? Thank you. This message is recorded. Current price. Now, do you think I will introduce somebody to him again? In fact, I will help him to do advertisements. I have somebody like that too that messed up. I was one that was doing advertisement for him. I was all my friends in the business environment. I was telling them, this man, his name is Jonathan. I was telling them, Jonathan, if you hear that name, Jonathan, contact me first. If your name is Jonathan, I am sorry, it's not your own Jonathan. If you Jonathan, contact me first before you do any business with me. I will soon be on radio now. I will mention his name again on radio. There is one Jonathan Sosososo. He has been frauding people in business. Pastor Man, you know the Jonathan. What Pastor Man was talking in the office? Jonathan, I said, what did you say? He said, Jonathan, I said, Joe Hart. I helped him. He would have collected his money. I said, Joe Martin, did Jonathan write in confession? He said, yes. The one called, he said, what is it? I said, hey, give me the phone. Joe, tell me, we are looking for you. He died before the cut off. Look at all my academics, say, ma. Therefore, it will speak for you in places that matter. You might say you don't need those credentials, fine, you don't need it, but you will tell people that you went to school, right? And sometimes you want to prove that you went to school. And so, for you to prove that you went to school, what will you show them? Your certificate, right? So, therefore, I don't say, you know, the children of today, my children will tell me that going to school is a scam. As I know it's a scam, let them continue to scam you. Also, I finish. It's a scam, it's a scam. All of the three of the other they tell me that going to school is a scam. People don't make money with salary. I say, I know. Let them scam you and give you the scam certificates. We don't know what will happen tomorrow in this world. The way things are changing. Everybody's coming and is making their own laws. Tomorrow, they can tell you, those of you who are in the banking industry and you did agree, or you have packed your load down, it will not happen in Jesus' name. Shout a bigger amen. Everybody in this church, whatever you are doing that is favoring you, that you are happy with, the Lord will continue to promote you. In the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, the word of God says, wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. The book Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse number 12. Wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So go for wisdom. Stand. Labor over your health. You want to enter rest. It will give you longevity. It's not that we eat anything that comes. There are some of us now, we can't eat anything that comes. If we're starting from above 40, you know, doctors have been talking to us, you can't just eat anything. Some of you are forgetting that you are no longer children. You eat a lot of sugar. You drink minerals. Some people can drink 6-7 bottles in a day. You eat meat, red meat. At least 53, 55, 60. Like chocolate sea, like. There are some things you can't eat. At our age, it's so dangerous for you to be eating and you are drinking iced water. With this iced water, chilled drink, and you drink, and it goes to the point freezer in your stomach, and freeze the oil that is in your stomach, and then you start complaining, stomach upset. You know why? You know why the Chinese they are living that long? You know why? Because every of their when they eat, what do they take? They take anything hot. You can't put it on now. Study your body system. I find it difficult eating granite that has been peeled, you know. I prefer you to do that and then blow it myself. Why? Because if I eat granite that somebody uses his hand, I don't know the kind of hand the person uses. My system is very sensitive. I can't go on the road now and a bad boy on the roadside that does everything and the thing that you will not wash and you are eating it like that. Dust. I was passing along LA one day and I saw a woman frying body. The baby was beside her. The baby has cooked. Everything was open because I put on like any cooking. We had them. And I reckon that the woman will pack the poop, right? You think that kind of woman that guy will go and wash her hand with soap and water? Woman feel rap, woman feel me. Oh, well, woman feel jibon, eh? Woman feel, I can't jibon. Study your body system. Sometimes I go to places I will not feel like eating. Because sometimes I will be asking myself, what kind of oil did they use in frying or preparing this? Because if you give me a food that you have used a stale oil to prepare, it will affect me. And that's why I find it difficult eating outside. I find it difficult. I want to eat outside, I will pray and pray and pray and pray. I will look at the person that is selling, I will look from the head, I will look to the toe, I will look the kind of shoes, slippers the person is wearing, I will look the dressing, I will look the... I'm telling you the truth, I will look and look and look. My wife will say, your own is too much, don't let it be too much, I want to live long. So even if I'm driving, even buying bottled water, I want to look at the person that is selling the bottled water. Some are dirty to a fault. And see. And sometimes you buy this hot water and you just open and somebody has used his hand to hold your head and everything and you can't even remember to wash and you put the bottle water in your mouth and you drink and bacteria are following the water inside. I wash bottle water before I drink. Even when I buy drinks, I wash them. I'm telling you the truth. I bought mango one time. Don't look at my size. It's me and you. I bought mango one time. Don't look at my size to Pastor Martins. Please, you are spiritual here. I bought mango one time and somebody just came and just took it. I was like, it was spending more. The mango is not going to run away. Wash. Wash. You want to enter rest? As touching your health, watch your health. Watch the way you live your lifestyle. Someone say, I will watch.
As I say, I will watch this something. I will pray. If I don't pray, I will watch. If I don't watch, bacteria will make mess of me. Choir, let me rearrange that song.
Number two.
We are looking at a requirement for rest, right? Okay, let me take two more and then I stop.
Number two, the presence of God is a major requirement for rest. Psalm 16, verse number 8 to 11. Psalm 16, verse 8 to 11. It said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Rest. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, the presence of God. For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption, the presence of God. Verse number 11. Thou will show me the path of life in thy presence, in fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. There is rest in God. God is a giver of rest. Your contact point with God's presence is your turning point in life. How that you cannot afford to joke with the presence of God? It is a major secret for rest. So there is nothing that handles the pressures of life like the presence of God. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. So there is now the expression of his love. So bodies are lifted at the presence of God. Yokes are broken at the appearance of God's presence. Limitations, struggles of life, they give way. They live at the appearance of God's presence. Psalm 114, verse number 1 to verse number 8. Psalm 114, verse number 1 to number 8. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, and the people of a strange language. Verse number 2. Judah was his sanctuary, the presence of God, and Israel his dominion. God's presence was his sanctuary and dominion. Verse number 3. The sea saw it and fled. They saw the prayer and they fled. Jordan was driven back. Verse number 4, the mountains skip like rams and the little hills like lambs. Verse number 5, when all the old dogs see that thou fledest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Verse number 6, ye mountains that ye skip like rams and ye little hills like lambs. Verse number 7, tremble thou art at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Tremble thou art. Yokes are broken at the appearance of God's presence. Struggles they give way, they leave. Limitations are lifted. Mountains are removed at the presence of God. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever is standing as a limitation concerning your life, the troubles of life to run away. Now enter the presence of God. There are people here this morning because you came into His presence. Certain things are leaving. That's how it works out. Because you just came to worship Him, there are certain situations that will find solution. That's how it works. When you come into God's presence, something rubs on you. What rubs on you? It's the presence of God that rubs on you. So when you leave a changed person, you leave renewed because of His presence. So there is no place to find comfort. There is no place to find prosperity like your father's house. When the presence of God is with a man, no devil can kill you. The devil can try, but he will not succeed. He will surely be gathered. He can try, but he will succeed. Because he will tremble at the presence of God. I remember one Thursday I was in the office and I just came out, let me pick something from the car. And as I lifted up my head on the other side of the road, I saw a man wearing white and he was holding the bell. He was holding the bell. And my spirit said to me, the spirit of God said to me, he said, this man will come and see you. Be prepared. So I just entered inside my office and I sat down on the other side of the road. He was ringing that I was coming. So as I entered my office, I just said, what the hell are you? What the hell? What the hell are you? So I just came out and I said, I said, shut up your mouth. Don't say your mouth. I don't receive the revelation from people like you. Don't say your mouth. Don't say your mouth. And that's how he disappeared. When you carry God's presence, in fact, immediately he saw me, he himself knows that he is in trouble. You want to come and give me a message from where? Under what condition? Under what influence? The presence of God. You can run away from anything, but please, don't run away from God's presence. Because His presence produces peace and rest. So when you find rest, you will find peace. The peace of God, you will find it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, let me take this one. Righteous living. Righteous living. The righteous is as gold as lion or as a lion. Even in the face of challenges, the peace of the righteous is always intact. Job chapter 17, verse 9. Job 17, 9. The word of God says, the righteous will hold on. Job 17, 9. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. You have peace. You are settled. There is no peace for the wicked. Okay, imagine that you are in church now. And the man's wife that you are sleeping with just walked in and come to sit beside you. How will you feel? How will you feel? Your electric shock will be. There is no peace for the wicked. But the righteous has gold. God's servant once told us, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Jesus said, the enemy came to me and he found nothing on me. You have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. I was watching all these people that does all these prank, right? And they just came, they gave his sister. The wife of the woman is there, is coming to pour acid on you and just like that. So it means the lady has been sleeping with some men, so he does not know which of the wife is coming to pour acid. You want to enter your rest maritally? Stay away from men that are married. You cannot be destroying another home and expect to have a home yourself. That is rest. You are a woman and you are looking at another man's husband. Stay away. You can't be destroying another man's home and expect to have a peaceful home. You want to marry and you are messing up I'm sorry to say, the Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. You are messing up. Eventually, when you want to marry, it is people that will mess you up that you will marry. That's how it works. And when they engage with you, after they finish messing you up, they say they are no longer interested. Because you are also involved in messing up. So mess up versus mess up is equal to mess up. It's mess up raised to power 5 or raised to power 10. If you keep yourself, you know that when you mess up as a lady, the other guys, they know about the story. You don't know. Guys talk. Ah, that was, wow, that girl. For that, let's see, they talk. Basically, see, I don't flan. They talk. So when someone is interested in you, you might not be so lucky, because the person that will give clearance might be one of those guys that knows that you have been messed up. Keep yourself. You are born again, you are a Christian, you are not married yet, and you are messing up. You know, you are not the only one that knows that you are messing up. There are some other people that know that you are messing up. God knows that you are messing up. The devil knows that you are messing up. You yourself, you know that you are messing up. You want to enter rest? Be righteous. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. 1 Peter 3, 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. God hears the prayers of the righteous, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. One of the reasons why some people's prayers have not been answered is because you are messing up. So your prayers are an abomination to God. You can't be messing up and be praying for one marital person. It doesn't work like that. God cannot be mocked with whatever is now. Let me complete it. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28. The word of the Lord is strength to the upright. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28. The word of the Lord is strength to the upright. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. So there is no peace and rest for the wicked. The sinner has no resting place. The sinner has no resting place. A sinner has no resting place. But for you that is righteous, your resting place is in the Lord. And I pray for somebody here this morning, that some of you are already, the word is already pricking you, and you are ready to make a change. As soon as you make that change, you begin to take it into your rest. And you say, be kind. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's bow our heads. Lord, help me to be diligent in my work. Somebody pray. Help me to be diligent in what I do. Maybe that's somebody's time. Maybe that's what is affecting you. You are not good in what you do. You mess up people's businesses. And so business don't come to you like before. Pray. Give me the grace to labor so that I can enter into my rest. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. While your heads are still bowed, you are here this morning, you are not giving your life to Christ, you are not born again, and you want to see Jesus come into my life. I want to be a righteous. I want to be the seed of the Jews. I want to be like the righteous that is stronger and stronger. Lift up your hand wherever you are. You want to see Jesus come into my life. This is an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ. You are here, you want to see Jesus come into my life. I want to receive you. I don't want to live this kind of life I'm living anymore. I want you to forgive myself. Do you have anybody like that in your house? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.